WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. As nursing home vaccinations begin, the governor says all long-term care residents and staff could get at least the first dose this month. The General Assembly meets again this month, and we have a preview. And new Virginia laws in effect in the new year include no driving with a cell phone in your hand and new training requirements when you apply for a concealed handgun permit. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, January 1st, 2021. Governor Ralph Northam says that all long-term care residents and staff in Virginia could receive the initial dose of a COVID-19 vaccine this month. On Monday, Walgreens and CVS began on-site COVID-19 vaccinations for long-term care residents and staff in Virginia. The pharmacies have administered the first round of vaccines to 61 long-term care facilities across the state. Northam acknowledged the growing spread of the virus in Virginia in a press briefing on Wednesday. Northam said that Virginia's percentage of positive test results has climbed to nearly 13%. That's the highest figure since May. As public schools work toward potentially reopening this year, one Virginia delegate wants to codify the definition of a school nurse. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
If your local elementary school has a nurse, perhaps you assume that person was a registered nurse. Think again. That's why Delegate Don Adams, a Democrat from Richmond, has a bill that would set a new legal definition for who can qualify to be a school nurse.
A school nurse, historically, we assumed would be a nurse that was embedded in a school system to take care of our kids. But what actually we have is somebody called a school nurse who could be a registered nurse or could be just a neighbor who's a volunteer who's helping out.
Her bill would set a new legal definition, making it clear that a school nurse is a registered nurse. The original version of her bill would have required a school nurse at every school in Virginia. But she says she's ditching that part of the bill because of reluctance from lawmakers to move forward with that kind of a requirement. Gina Bellamy at the Virginia School Nurses Association says that's a mistake.
It's very disappointing. Parents of school children in the Commonwealth should be aware of this, and it's very disappointing that our legislators cannot see the big picture here.
The big picture, she says, is keeping children safe, especially during a pandemic. School divisions across Virginia say they're concerned about how much money it would cost them if lawmakers issued an unfunded mandate requiring them to hire a nurse at every school building in Virginia.
A new law in Virginia changes the requirements for obtaining a concealed handgun permit. As of today, applicants now must attend firearm trainings and safety courses in person. Previously, people over 21 who live in Virginia could take an online course to satisfy application requirements. The new statute removes the online option and requires in-person classes. Legislators who supported the new law said the online courses were too quick and easy. But some residents and other lawmakers worry that the in-person requirement will complicate the application process, especially during the pandemic. It's also now illegal to hold a cell phone while driving in Virginia. The penalty for a first offense is $125 and $250 for the second offense. Drivers may still use hands-free devices and voice commands on their phones while driving. You just can't hold your phone. Highway safety statistics show that distracted driving accounts for dozens of fatalities every year in Virginia. Finally today, later this month, lawmakers in Richmond will consider a bill to help farm workers, and Michael Pope has that report.
Working on a farm is not easy, and Rachel McFarlane at the Legal Aid Justice Center says farm workers in Virginia need some new legal protections.
There's no requirement in Virginia to provide anybody a break, even in high heat environments. And so giving periodic breaks, either in air conditioning or in the shade, just basic things that make doing your job livable.
So she's working with Senator Ghazala Hashmi, a Democrat from Richmond. She's introducing a bill that would set new legal requirements for people who employ farm workers.
Making sure that there is adequate shade and opportunities for workers to rest and recover under the shade, and also that they have access to plentiful water and get sufficient breaks in order to rehydrate.
Her bill will ask the Virginia Safety and Health Codes Board to adopt regulations setting standards to protect workers from heat illness. Hashmi had a similar bill in the last session that was unsuccessful, and she says she's making changes aimed at gaining the votes necessary to get the bill to the Senate floor this year. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Happy New Year. I hope you stay safely connected, and I hope you enjoy your Friday.